Brett Hollander here on Sportsline on WBAL News Radio 1090. We're talking to John Manuel, the editor-in-chief of Baseball America, going over the Orioles' top 10 prospect list. At first base, Christian Walker, number 3 on the top 10 Orioles prospect list, got to Baltimore, hit a home run at the end of the 2014 season. We talked to him, very affable, nice young guy who has never had any problem hitting at any level. The power came this year. I know that surprised you and many others who follow this sort of thing. I guess the question is, can he hit in the big leagues with that type of power? And I've also heard some questions about his defense.
Yeah, he just he's a ball player first and an athlete second, you know, and that is unfortunately that's generally the trend in the United States, you know, among players out of the draft. If I can get out of my soapbox for a second, we don't. That's why John Carlos Stanton's even more important, because he's an athlete first and a ball player second, and Mike Trout's an athlete. But Christian Walker is not a great athlete. He's a ball player first, but he is skilled. If you're going to be a ball player, you have to have skills, and he's very skilled as a hitter. He reads pitchers. He knows his swing. He doesn't need a hitting coach. He usually figures out why he's making out and makes adjustments himself. And that's an advanced skill that he's always had. He's always been a money player with a money player, South Carolina. He's also always had a toughness. This is a guy who played through a broken bone in his wrist. I believe it was his sophomore year at South Carolina, might have been his junior year, helped his team win a national championship. I've always highly regarded his mental toughness and his physical toughness and his skill. So he's a guy that I don't know. I don't know him personally. I've always kind of rooted for, just because he's made himself into a prospect and made himself a really vital player, you know, both in the pro level and at the college level. He's not going to be confused with Chris Davis. You know, Chris, he's never going to hit 50 home runs in a year. But the fact that he hit 26, 27 this year does tell me that he is one of these players who, again, gets better competition pitching-wise. He got better at upper levels. That's not easy to do. So as long as he keeps on hitting, there's going to be a spot for him. And he's probably a 30 defender at first base. Maybe he's a 40 defender on that 20-80 scouting scale. This is not going to be a guy who's going to win a gold glove. But, you know, at first base, if you hit, the rest of it really falls into place. And, again, he's a matter of, what does the rest of the team look like? Is there other left-handed power on the team, because he's a right-handed hitter? And one of the other caveats, the reason people have always been a little shy on him, is he's right-handed hitting, right-handed throwing first baseman. Most of those guys, you look around the big leagues, the right-handed hitting, right-handed throwing first baseman usually were athletic enough to play somewhere else first, like Albert Pujols as a third baseman, Paul Konerko as a catcher. You know, those kind of guys, or they really mash like some of those guys. So, or they're left-handed hitting, you know, first baseman, or left athletes like Eric Hosmer. You know, even Brandon Belt, the two first basemen in the World Series. So his profile is a tough profile, but he has the toughness, the makeup, the skill to overcome that tough profile.
Reminds me a little bit of fellow Gamecock Steve Pierce and fellow Oriole. There's some similarities there between those guys.
I think he's a more skilled hitter and a little bit less athletic than Steve Pierce. I do think he's a better pure hitter.
Interesting. John Manuel, the editor-in-chief of Baseball America, is with us here for another few moments on WBAL News Radio 1090. Hunter Harvey comes in 2. John, I know you followed his entire career. I think you have to be pleased with his first full season in professional baseball. Pretty much lights out in Delmarva. Got a little banged up at the end of the year, but it's a promising future for Hunter Harvey, who seems really polished for his age.
He is, and you know, I think you have to give a lot of credit to his dad, his old man Brian, for you know, good genes, but also good pitching development, because this is a guy who didn't go to a ton of showcases. So he's a little bit more of a fresher arm than the average guy. You know, the Hickory area's got a good reputation now for developing pitching, because Brian Harvey, All-Star, Madison Bumgarner, World Series champion. There have been some other guys when I lived out there. Bob Patterson was out there as a big leaguer. So, you know, who knew Hickory, North Carolina, was this birthplace of pitchers? But Hunter Harvey's got a live arm. He's kind of similar makeup-wise to Madison Bumgarner in terms of off-shot and a man of few words. And some toughness, some inner resiliency that I do think is there. That's a tough place to live. You know, last 20 years, NAFTA was not kind to that area, where they made textiles and furniture, and that's about it. So that was – when I went to go work at the newspaper there, they told us to write to a third-grade reading level. So,
wow.
So I'm just saying, that's a hard, scrabble, tough area. That's West Virginia without the coal. So he comes from some toughness and he has that. So the fact that he avoided surgery at the end of the year, that's a nice positive. So really the goal for him in 2015 is really just get 120, 150 innings, somewhere in that range, pitch a full season healthy, and the arm is a special arm, and he's got that toughness and makeup that I think you like. That makes him profile as a front-of-the-rotation guy. It's all just going to be a matter of health because the pitches are all there.
And obviously the big one is going to be Dylan Bundy. Coming off that Tommy John surgery, made it back last year, had an up-and-down period when he came back, yep. But he felt great. That's what he told us. And the velocity ticked up a bit as the season went on, and that's a very positive sign.
I think so. And, you know, Dylan Bundy, the real question to really determine his success to me going forward is, does he throw so hard, and does he have such good stuff because he's athletic and strong, or is it really more strength-oriented? And that's a question, you know, I've put to a couple scouts, and I've gotten mixed reactions on that. Like, oh, no, I don't think he's that great of an athlete. That's why I think he might wind up in a bullpen or more of a third or fourth starter. And I happen to think that he's athletic and strong. But usually, again, it comes back to athleticism. I mean, look at Giancarlo Stanton. Again, he's athletic and strong. But he's got that twitchiness, you know, and you can't just, you know, Roger Clemens' early career was athletic and strong. Now, by the time he was 35 or 40 or whatever, who knows how he did it? I think we all have an idea how he did it. But he was just so strong. He didn't have to be athletic anymore. He had the muscle memory. He just powered through his delivery. Dylan Bundy, I feel like he's still kind of springy and athletic, and he doesn't have to power through that delivery. But that's certainly his approach, the strength-oriented approach. As long as he stays loose, and doesn't, I think, really get too strong. I feel like I'm encouraged by how he came back from the Tommy John. And, you know, I think everyone has a little bit more, maybe a little bit more realistic expectations about him, and that probably is going to help him too. Maybe even himself, of not expecting himself to be Superman, not expecting himself to come in here and have to be a savior of a franchise that doesn't need saving. This is a very different organization than it was in 2011.
That's very
true. He doesn't have to ride in and be the man.
That's a great
point.
There's
plenty of other guys. He just has to be a piece now, and I think he could be a piece, and I think he could be a very good piece.
And maybe a piece at the end of 2015.
Yeah, he doesn't have to do it in 2015. He just has to be healthy and be himself in 2015, and for the Orioles, that probably will be enough.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I'm very curious where you rank the organization's prospects overall and then where and your top 100 list, which we still have some time to get to. My guess is you have two players in that top 100 list from this organization, but we'll see. John Manuel, the editor-in-chief of Baseball America. Always a pleasure, John, and we'll catch up in a few weeks as the hot stove season continues.
Call anytime. Talking baseball keeps me warm.
And I know.
It's really cold in North Cackalack today. So.
I hope you were staying up late or getting up early to watch the U.S.-Japan series, but maybe you weren't.
That's what DVRs are for. That's what DVRs are for.
John Manuel will come back with more next year on WBAL News Radio 1090.